Hello, I am Brother Chris, and welcome to One Living Word, where we examine and share spiritual lessons on one or more verses from one chapter of the Bible. Today we're focusing on the topic, Lord, I will say yes to you, based on our reading of Jeremiah chapter 38 and verse 20 to 22. Let us hear what the word of the Lord has to say in this passage of scripture. But Jeremiah said, they shall not deliver thee. Obey, I beseech you, the voice of the Lord, which I said unto you, so that it shall be well unto thee, and thy soul shall live. But thou refuse to go forth. This is the word that the Lord has showed me. And behold, all the women that are left in the king of Judah's house shall be brought forth to the king of Babylon's princes. And those women shall say, thy friends have set thee on and have prevailed against thee. Thy feet are sunk in the mire, and they are turned back, away back. Saying yes to the commands of the Lord will always make a positive difference in our lives, no matter what situation we find ourselves in. When it comes on to commands that the Lord has given to us, we have only two choices to make. Option one will lead to the path of righteousness, and option two will lead us into the path of destruction. God also placed us in a position where we have to decide to say yes to his will and his way, or we are not going to have, or we're going to have to decide to say no. The same decision that Eve had to make as she contemplated the words of the serpent is the same question and decision that we face each and every day. Will we say yes to the commands of the Lord, or will we obey the voice of the devil? King Zedekiah was placed in the same position as Eve. Should he obey the commands of the Lord, or should he lean onto his own understanding and follow the prompting of the devil? Let us take a few minutes to reflect on what the Lord said to King Zedekiah in Jeremiah chapter 30, verse 20 to 22. The word of the Lord said, but Jeremiah said, they shall not deliver thee. Obey, I beseech you, the voice of the Lord, which I spake unto thee, so it shall be well unto thee, and thy soul shall live. But if thou refuse to go forth, this is the word that the Lord has shown me. And behold, all the women that are left in the king of Judah's house shall be brought forth to the king of Babylon's princes. And those women shall say, thy friends have set thee on and have prevailed against thee. Thy feet are sunk in the mire, and they are turned away back. We serve an awesome God. God always makes his commands very clear. God also makes sure that we hear the benefits of adhering to his commands and the negative effects of disobeying his commands. While we may not always understand the full effect of not obeying the commands of God, he always ensures that we understand that there are unpleasant consequences to not saying yes to what he has commanded us to do. In this story, we see the Lord making it clear to the king that once he decided to obey his command, that everything will go well for him and the children of Judah. But the moment he decided to disobey the commands of God, everything will turn to worse, or take the worse turn. Not only will the king be impacted immediately, but scores of other people will be negatively affected by this action. There are so many of us, Christians, who seem to like living on the edge. We somehow think it is a good thing to try the patience of the Lord. We somehow believe that it is a good thing to see how close we could live to danger without getting burned by these things. But today, God is reminding us that it is very important to flee the very appearance of evil. Today, God is reminding us that it's better to say yes to the commandments of the Lord than to do otherwise. I pray that we will continue to surrender every single year of our lives to the total control of the Holy Spirit, our heart, our soul, and our mind, so that He can help us to always say yes to the commands of the Lord. Let us pray. Father, we thank You for the word and the powerful reminder of the importance of saying yes to Your command, even when it doesn't make sense to us. We know that everything that You do is always right. So give us the power and the strength today to say yes to Your commands at all times, we pray, to Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Have a blessed and Holy Spirit-filled day.